Then moving on to item 11, miscellaneous staff reports. Gail, do we have any staff reports this morning? Lost Gail, where'd she go?
I am here, but my camera is not suddenly. So I just had a, I just wanted to mention something briefly. As we start to round out the end of 2022, there's a number of different projects that Sisera staff are working on. I wanted to just take a moment and acknowledge all of the hard work that Sisera staff and the management team have done over the last 11 months or so now. There's been a number of challenges and we're persevering through. And I just wanted to take a minute and acknowledge their hard work and on behalf of our members and the fund.
So noted and acknowledged, agreed. Lots of challenges. So to be encouraged, well done. Any other staff report items?
No.
All right, thank you, Gail. I don't see any outside professionals on remaining on the call. So let's move on to trustee comments. I know John has his hand up, so probably going to give us a report on SACR. So John.
I am. There were four of us at SACRs, Louis, David, Mike, and myself. So they may have additions to the quick notes I took. These are categorized by the title for the session that I got each one in. Navigating uncertainty. One long-term concern should be deflation. Oh, we're obviously hearing about is inflation. With technology making production of goods and services ever easier, overcapacity in China and more supply than demand. Energy independence and climate change cannot coexist. We should focus on becoming energy independent. Technology is the future solution to climate change. U.S. strength is in R&D. Fusion will be our primary source of energy in 20 years. Higher mortgage rates will result in much lower housing prices. China is the biggest threat to the U.S. The hypersonic missiles have the potential to overcome all of our defenses, potentially very destabilizing, and we must bring national expenditures more into balance with national revenues. Next topic, next session, what is next for real estate? Real estate has been one of the few positive investment sectors of the last two quarters. Private real estate equity will be a key investment sector going forward. Funds with longer-term debt should do well in the future as rates increase. There should be a number of real estate good deals in the next few years. Debt secured by real estate is now difficult to get. Good real estate ideas, self-storage, data centers, student housing, healthcare. Office real estate is currently dangerous to invest in. Of course, we talked about that earlier. And this is a good time to invest in real estate debt. I think pretty consistent with what we're doing. Water issues, third session. 3,000 separate water districts, very difficult to change anything about water districts quickly. Water used by people is less than 1% of water on Earth. Expect there to be a water shortage in 2030. Desalinization has had very little impact on water supply. 30% of household water is not metered. Kind of interesting. In the trustee breakout section, positive on high yield bond funds, some now in excess of 10%. Should overweight small and medium cap equity securities and continue to watch for inflation. Comments by Admiral Bill McRaven. Fundamental shifts in global, traditional global rules are being disregarded. We're obviously all seeing that. There is a rise in autocrats around the world, and we are moving away to some degree from fossil fuels. China's new industrial policies have slowed it down markedly. He does not see any new major geographic conflict in the next 5 years. Russia's citizens see Putin as rational in attacking Ukraine. All of us should seek advice from people who speak truth to power. Always remember, sometimes life isn't fair. Investment leadership. Invest more in private asset classes. Reduce fixed income durations. Some plans are going into direct asset-backed lending. Make sure you know the motivation of your advisors. Rebalance in a systematic way. And finally, in currency risks, most financial reports do not show the impact of currency changes on returns. The largest risk in many portfolios is currency risk. It frequently makes sense to hedge currency risk. Those are my notes out of the session. I thought it was well done.
Wow, thank you very much.
By the sound of it, that was such a negative conference. I'm surprised they didn't take away all the participants' sharp objects at the end of it. Good grief. I'm only interested in one comment, John. This comment about it would be good if we had energy independence. Was there any discussion of the irony of the fact that we had achieved that a couple of years ago, but now we're rapidly going away from it? Buying oil from Venezuela, cutting off, pipelines. It seems to be totally counterproductive. It's not this administration's emphasis is not becoming energy independent.
Yes. No, you're completely correct. And no, I don't think there was any real discussion on that. And I think that was one. I did send up over the 2 day period, one written question that I thought was right in line, and the moderator elected not to use it. So David would know better than I if there was some censoring going on and comments that were not appropriate or not in support of the current administration. But I think that was one. I think that may have been the question in that line.
Yeah, I would hope so. Okay, thank you.
Any other trustee comments? Mike Sloan.
I just want to follow up and thank John for doing that. He does a stellar job, but I also wanted to thank David, talk about a stellar job that he did running the conference. From what I understand, he was thrust into that position on fairly short notice. I've had to do that in similar situations, but nothing on that scale. And just couldn't say how he did such a great job, and I don't think anyone could have done better.
Yeah, I want to second Mike's comments about Dave. He did a real good job of chairman the conference at a short notice.
Very good. Well, might be a presidency of Sackers in his future.
He has to learn how to dance, but with the music going up onto the stage.
I appreciate the comments. I'm on BART right now, headed for the Sackers Board of Directors meeting. And so if I miss the signal.
Got it. Thank you, David. So by way of comment, David and I both attended Invesco this past week in North San Diego. Brian Long was there briefly. I saw Brian, I think it was on Tuesday. But in any event, a good conference, client conference. So a lot of what transpires is not public information. And I'm really kicking myself because I had some notes that I took that are still here. I just can't locate them. But one of them was a really, I thought, apt description of our Fed chair, Jerome Powell. And so when I find it, I'll provide that quote because I thought it was memorable. So the upshot is, from the real estate investment perspective, we are well represented in that marketplace by Invesco. Lots of bright, talented people. I think they have a positive outlook, that just mirroring what we heard earlier from Stepstone. And when you get away, look at it this way: when you get away from core markets, New York office building, investments and you look into secondary markets, you look into REITs, you're looking at multifamily, the market is very robust and is providing positive returns. So there's a lot going on in real estate that isn't the conundrum of the 10% or 15% occupied office building, although that's the huge elephant, right, in the room, is the future of commercial office space in major metropolitan markets. So that challenge is there. It's the elephant in the room. Everybody talks about it. But the good news for us is, from an investment standpoint, we have viable and solid returns from our real estate investment portfolio. And I think Invesco does a fine job. Just trying to think if I could share any other anecdote. Oh, speaking of anecdotes, one thing David and I learned from presentations at the conference was that when the Federal Open Market Committee meets and determines such weighty matters such as the rates and adjustment of rates, we learned the power of anecdotal evidence versus what we usually think of, you know, data, reams of data, scientific exercise, analysis to death, charts, graphs. The value of the anecdote cannot be understated or overstated, rather. It was surprising to me that anecdotal evidence, the experience of Fed governors from around the United States, that they learn by talking to family, friends, colleagues, and others that are really anecdotes, find their way into those meetings and often are in part the basis for decisions made. So I found that surprising, but maybe I shouldn't have. But that was an interesting revelation that I had, and I think David had as well, because we talked about it. But other than that, we're in good hands, and it was a very good conference. And if you haven't previously attended that conference, I would encourage you to do so if you have the time. It's worthwhile. And the value, again, in those conferences is almost always, not necessarily in the formal presentations, but the luncheon gatherings and the dinner gatherings. I think in the dinner gatherings, I know I spent 2 hours plus each night at our table in serious discussions with folks from around the United States and around the globe, actually. On real estate investment. So the interaction and ability in that environment, just it can't be beat. It's really valuable and positive. So anyway, that's the short report from the Invesco conference. I don't know, David, if you wanted to add anything. I know you're traveling and it might be tough, but
yeah, we just went through the tube, so I'm on the other side now. So hopefully less noise. A great conference at Invesco. I really encourage others to attend. The mealtime discussions and so forth with some of the people that work for Invesco and to kind of get a sense of where we're investing our funds and who's handling that, I feel is important. And it was reassuring. It was very good experience. So I'm the VP of SACRS. Like I said, I'm going to a board of directors meeting. So I would encourage you that if you have any ideas about sessions that we should have to help trustees understand the investment environment, our investment returns are so critical in helping us pay the pensions that we do. And so we need to understand our investment environment. So world events, anything, just let me know for session ideas. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you, David. Send all your ideas to David. Any other trustee comments? Seeing none, we will stand adjourned until December 14th. Oh, John, you had your hand up still.
Well, I need to lower my hand too. We have the audit committee meeting following 3 minutes. give a quick chance for restroom break. 3 minutes after we sign off for our board meeting.
Excellent. Thank you. I meant to do that announcement, so I apologize, John. Yeah, audit committee immediately following. Take a short break. The rest of us, we stand adjourned. And
I'll stay on the line, John.
Yes.
All right, guys. Take care. We'll see you on the 14th.